which one are you comparing, and so on. And you see how simple it is. Yes?
Oh, your gaze is upon the pearl, not upon the king. The goal is your object of desire, not the highway.
You are so stupid that you are watching that jewel. You are not watching the king. You are not looking here. You are looking there. Yes.
I will never avert my gaze from the king. I will not turn my face towards a stone like the polytheist. Devoid of the pearl is the soul that prefers a coloured stone and puts my king behind. Turn thy back towards the rose-coloured doll. Lose thy reason in him who bestows the colour.
This is the trick. Somebody is looking at the colour. Somebody is looking at the colour bringer, the painter, the one who chooses the colour. You're looking at the painting. What do you think about? Yes, you could see the colour over there. But if you're clever, you'll see, why did he bring this kind of colour? How did he play with the colour? How did he organise the colour here? Those are the tricks. Yes?
Excuse me. Come into the river. Dash the pitcher against the stone. Set fire to scent and colour.
Do you remember this? Let's go back to book one. Do you remember the story of the pot? The only thing that you have with a little bit of water in it, and this is what you should take to the king. And at the end of the day, you say, break that stuff. Break your belief in what you know. Have your belief centered in somewhere worthy. Therefore, you don't need any of this. Yes.
If thou art not one of the brigands on the way of the religion, do not be addicted like women to colour and scent.
Means what? I don't know, the translation should be very harsh here. It's anti-women. It says, if you are not in the path that I'm talking, if you are not like the women, don't what? Don't appreciate, don't love the smell and the color like the women always do. What does that mean? You. We don't know. You.
Attracted to external forms.
Women. In this book, women means the brain, the logic. Right at the beginning we talked about it. Do you remember the king who was out to discover what's going on, and he saw this lady in the path. This lady, this logic is what? The attention is to the smell and to the color. Do you remember we talked about both of them? That yes, a smell is very appreciable because a smell will give you information about something that you're far, far, far away from. Do you remember? Then we talked about getting closer and watching it and blah, 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 blah. Here you will say, when it comes to love, forget all of that. Break that apart, because we are talking about something else. Yes.
Those princes cast down their heads, craving with their soul to be excused for that forgetfulness. At that moment, from the heart of each one, 200 sighs were going like a smoke to heaven. The king made a sign to the ancient executioner as though to say, remove these vile wretches from my seat of honour. How are these vile wretches worthy of my seat of honour? when they break my command for the sake of a stone. For the sake of a colored stone, my command is held contemptible and cheap by evildoers like these.
Okay, now be honest, how do you feel now? These people were defending themselves and you appreciated them because they were looking at their duty and whatever they should do. Here, everything is clear now. How do you feel about it? Rumi turned around and brought them down to the point that they should be kicked out because that's how bad they are. Now listen to Ayaz, yes.
How the king was about to kill the emirs and how Ayaz made intercession before the royal throne saying,
This is the stuff that you don't reveal in this story. That at the end of the story, the king will say, come here, get rid of these people, kick them out, because these are not worthy people. Ayaz would drop them and say, please forgive them. Yes, they are stupid, they didn't know, but they will improve, they didn't understand, and all that stuff, because even the kindness is there. It's not that Ayaz will say nothing to the king. Now that the king is angry, wants to kick them out, look at the Ayaz that will calm down and will calm the king down. Yes.
Then Ayaz, who was abounding in love, sprang up and ran to the throne of that mighty sultan.
Was abounding in love means what? Then Ayaz, who was abounding in love, mean no good English. Because in Persian language, Rumi is playing with the word very cleverly here. The word is the old Persian word for this. You know that the kindness, the goodness, all that, the oldest word for that is mehr. And mehrism and mithraism are two oldest religions on the earth, were the old Persians. Okay? Here he's playing with that word in the combination of mehr, afza, means the fellow who will add to love. This is a subject that here he's making for Ayaz. Therefore, the Ayaz who is increasing the love, he jumped out and blah, 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 blah. Yes.
He made a prostration and spoke with bated breath, saying, O Emperor, at whom the celestial sphere is astounded, O Humar, from whom Humars have auspiciousness, and every generous man generosity, O noble one, before whose self-sacrifice acts of nobility in the world are hidden and disappear, O lovely one, whom the red rose beheld and tore its shirt in shame, forgiveness is fully content with thy forgiveness. Because of thy pardon, the foxes prevail over the lion. Whosoever treats thy command with insolence, whom should he have to support him except thy pardon? The heedlessness and irreverence of these sinners arise from the abundance of thy pardon, O mine of pardon. Heedlessness always grows up from irreverence, for reverence will remove the inflammation from the eye. The heedlessness and wicked forgetfulness he has learnt will be consumed by the fire of reverence. Awe will bestow on him wakefulness and keen-wittedness. Negligence and forgetfulness will leap forth from his heart.
You see, he's not just polishing the apple. He started with something and he's philosophizing somehow all the process that, hold on a second, because you are the king, you are the source of forgiveness. This is the point. And he's proving his point. He comes out and say, oh, look at the people. When there's revolution around, nobody will slip. Everybody is careful that what's happening. Mm-hmm. But there are times that everybody will relax. So all of this happens because of you. So you are in the place to forgive them. Yes, they did the mistake, but it's normal, it's natural. So it happens, so please forgive them. Long paragraph for this. Yes.
Folk do not fall asleep at the time of a raid, lest anyone should carry off his cloak. Since sleep is banished by fear for one's cloak, how should the sleep of forgetfulness be with fear for one's throat? Do not punish if we forget is evidence that forgetfulness too, in a certain way, is sinful. Because he did not attain to complete reverence, or else forgetfulness would not have assailed him. Although forgetfulness is necessary and inevitable, he was a free agent in employing the means, for he showed remissness in his feelings of reverence, so that forgetfulness was born of negligence and trespass. Like the drunken man who commits sins and says, I was excused from myself. But, says he to him, the cause in the loss of that power to choose proceeded from you, O evildoer.
Yeah. Are you listening? He's making it very complicated here. Why? We are talking about Ayaz, who doesn't give a damn about anything. He will break the stone if he wishes, right? Now Ayaz wants to say something to King. Somehow he is asking for something, right? He's asking it in a very special way, very logical, insisting on the goodness of the king and the necessity of this. Yes, he says, when somebody is drunk, we'll break something, we'll do something wrong, right? Then they will say, why did you do that? And say, I'm sorry, because I was drunk. Yes, you were drunk because you drink. When you're drunk and you do something bad, you should never drink again if you cannot control yourself. So all the logic is in here. But beside this logic, there is one thing. That's the power of forgiveness. And this is something that it's here. We are forgiven for all our shortcomings and wrongdoing, aren't we? If we were supposed to be really judged and correctly done something about it, there was no human being around anymore. Because the people of 8,000 years ago, they are all the fighting nasty people. So let's kill them all. There are only a handful of them which are good. Let's look at the history, right? Then how do you judge the humanity? This is where he is digging it, Rumi. Yes.
If an intoxication had come without exertion on your part, the spiritual cupbearer would have kept your covenant. He would have been your backer and intercessor. I am devoted to the sin of him who is intoxicated by God. The forgiveness of the whole world I'm sorry, the forgiveness